You're listening to Hawaii Public Radio at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Derek Malama. Hawaii's plan to become a leader in homegrown clean energy and cut oil dependency 70% by the year 2030 may sound like a long-term goal, but energy-saving technology and programs are available and can save money for businesses and individuals now. HPR's Nikki Motson takes a look at the path to meet those goals.
If all goes as planned, by the time today's infants reach voting age, the state will rely on oil for less than a third of its fuel needs. That's a big change from the current 90% dependency on oil. Nearly half of the statewide goal will be achieved by cutting consumption. This means reductions are needed just about everywhere, from the largest energy consumers right down to the smallest. Energy efficiency experts came together in Honolulu last week to share their vision for getting Hawaii to its goal. Jay Johnson is with NERESCO, a company specializing in energy conservation. He says the cost of doing nothing is greater than the cost of acting.
You could have somebody come in for less money than I'm spending on utilities now and get new air conditioning, new water heating, new lighting, new irrigation controls, maybe a new roof, you know, and have a guarantee that it's going to cost me less than what I have now. You know, what a wonderful thing that would be.
NERESCO and other companies are renovating structures in Hawaii and around the world with something called energy performance contracting. Long-term agreements that guarantee a certain percentage of energy savings that pay off the expense of upgrading facilities.
We can provide that at a commercial level or state and local government level, but it's not really there for the residential yet.
So big energy consumers can get contracts for guaranteed energy savings to help reduce consumption. But energy experts say that won't be enough to get Hawaii to its goal. Derek Sonoda manages the state's energy efficiency program. He spends his time traveling the islands encouraging energy conservation.
There is help available. If they want to know where the help can be found, come to hawaiienergy.com. We have great partners in the community right around your area. And so we can ask the partners to go and run out to you, kind of mentor you.
Sonoda says spreading the word to what he calls the hard-to-reach audience is the state's biggest hurdle. He says many people are busy working multiple jobs and need to be reached through what he considers to be the most effective way, word of mouth.
I think on Oahu we forgot a little bit about that, but if you go to the neighbor island, they share everything. They will go, hey, auntie or next door neighbor, did you know if you do this, I can come help you, let me help you. So the energy savings that we're asking for today, it's not just yourself, because in your home you may only have one or two people. Next door, they may have more people. And people can't change what they don't know they have to change.
Another way to reduce oil consumption is to produce your own energy. People who want to but don't have a lot of spare cash around to invest in a small wind turbine or solar panels will find new options beginning this October. Mark Glick is with the State Energy Office.
What we're going to have is probably a list of six or seven lenders initially. And what we'll do is we'll list them on the website. And people that are not currently getting approved for energy loans will actually now have a willing pull that'll get lower interest rates than what they get on the open market.
The soon-to-be-launched website is called GreenSunHawaii.com. Glick says Hawaii's new renewable energy investment pool will be similar to successful programs in other states, yet unique to Hawaii. He and other energy efficiency experts agree. They say sustainable clean energy independence for the next generation can only be achieved if sustainable funding sources are established by this one. Nikki Motson, HPR News.